And I'm so down, I gotta go get the
Blog show. Talk Radio.
We're staying the battle. We're staying the battle.
A wonderful day. As many of you already know, we have Brother Jesus, who is no stranger to the Israelite heritage of Straightway. All of you know him. If you never have saw his face before, now you see his face, Brother Jesus. And we have Sister Carrie and Brother Dale. Brother Dale been here for a few weeks. We have Brother Jesus and Sister Carrie, who came in safely and sound from Pennsylvania and Virginia, which we thank the Father for that. The saints of the Most High start to roll in for a gathering of the saints. Number two, of course, the other styling and profiling shirts that we're all going to be wearing during this most momentous time of learning, getting educated, as well as more than anything, putting the Most High Yah first and foremost, and yeah, that's it. And having Him put to the forefront of our hearts and our minds, we are enjoying. Israelite brothers and sisters. We also have Brother Juan, and we have Sister Michelle, we have Sister Rainey, and we have, of course, y'all know Maya and Tate is here from England, and so the saints are coming in. But anyway, I try my best whenever the saints of the Most High are in and they've traveled from great distances to be with their family, we like to get them on Blog Talk Radio, let them say a few things. As well as introduce themselves to those of you who don't know them, and you may have never saw them, but you always hear them call in, which we thank Father for that. We bless all of you. We hope that y'all encourage. We got 2 days and a wake up. 2 days and a wake up will be at Gathering of the Saints. So, hey, we're so short if we jumped off a dime, we'd break our leg. We that close to the Gathering of the Saints. Brother Jesus, give us a little bit of knowledge about yourself. Tell your brothers and sisters a little bit about yourself, brother, and whatever the Most High lays up on your heart to say.
All right. Shalom, everybody. I've been in the faith just about 7 months now. I got introduced to Pastor Dow via Doc Marquis. I guess you don't know who he is. Doc Marquis is an ex-Illuminati witch, and that's how I got led to Pastor Dow, and that led to very good things. That's developed my relationship with the Most High. So far, I've been filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to do the Father's will, all those great things. And like I told Pastor on Blog Talk, Shabbat evening that after this, it's off to do the Father's will in Jersey and New York. So that's all I got to say. I love y'all. This time I'm not going to call in tonight, so, because I'm here.
He says he's not going to call in tonight because he's here. Of course, he is in the flesh, and of course, you know, we're all encouraged. Every time Brother Jesus calls in, he always has questions, good questions, that most of you already out there have. It's just that he loves calling in and actually asking the questions, which we thank the Father for that. You met some of the saints in Southern California when he was out there, didn't you?
I met Sister Bonnie, Brother Roger, Brother Scott, his wife. That's it. That's all.
So Sister Angelica, Brother Scott, so the SoCal Israelite. Brother Scott, he's in there too. Hallelujah. Hey, we got brothers and sisters. I want to tell y'all something that's going on right now that many of y'all may not be familiar with, that is working behind the scenes, all right? I have a pastor in Chicago, Illinois, that has been contacting me, kind of like Pastor Johnson. Y'all remember Pastor Johnson from New Orleans, Louisiana? I got a pastor from Chicago, Illinois, that's been contacting me, and he is going to convert all the way over to being a Hebrew Israelite. Can y'all believe that? And he has been diligently listening and watching each and every last video that he can, him and his wife. They have a little small apostolic church there. He's appalled. He's sick and tired of the lies. But also I wanted to let you know that Brother Steve up in Canada has put me in touch with, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, but Pastor Ashton Ring. R-E-A-M-S. I could be saying it right. Could be saying it wrong. Anyway, y'all know your pastor can't talk anyway, so just have mercy for me, all right? But what I am going to do, and matter of fact, you'll see him in the room. He's in the room right now, all the way from Alaska. We have another pastor who, and I'm going to let this letter, I'm going to let you listen to this. I'm going to read his letter and let you see what the Most High Yah has done in this young pastor's life. Listen very closely. By the way, before I start, y'all let me know. Can y'all hear me? If you can hear me pretty good, type 10. If you can't hear me, oh my, you know the deal. You know the routine. Hallelujah. All right. Here it is. Pastor Dallin Company. My name is Pastor Ashton Reams, and I'm 27 years old. And for the past 2 years, I have been the pastor of a very small congregation and outreach ministry in Alaska. Soon, moving to Maryland. A year or so ago, a very close friend of mine, a Methodist pastor, left the church to follow the truth of the word. I was very concerned for my friend, thinking that he had made a huge mistake, that his soul would be in peril because of it. That friend led me to your videos and writings. And over the last 7 to 8 months, I have tried my very best to disprove your teaching. But one by one, each statement I tried to expose as a lie has instead resounded with truth. Little by little, I began to realize that nothing I knew about the word was actually in the word. Eventually, I spoke to my congregation and shared with them some of your teachings. A few fell away from us, leaving me with even smaller flock than I had to begin with. But those that stayed have opened themselves to understanding, and together our congregation is striving towards the true light of Yeshua HaMashiach. Tonight, I have tried for the last time to prove you wrong. The last thing I was concerned about in your teaching was the various comments I heard you make about how the Jewish people of the state of Israel are not the true descendants of biblical Israelites. I thought that surely, in this one point, my years of education and ministry training would prove right. But over the last several hours, as I sat in my office, digging through paper after paper, book after book, web page after web page, I was totally floored to learn that everything you said was 100% true. I just wanted to take time to share this story with you and to say thank you for being there to preach the truth of the word. I am so grateful to have come to the truth so early in my ministry and not spend the next decades of my life as a blind man leading a blind congregation. So again, thank you so much for everything you have done and are doing. I absolutely welcome any interaction, assistance, and guidance you may wish to pass along for my ministry as we continue to grow in the faith. Your website has already provided an amazing resource. May I will continue to bless your works. Shalom. Pastor Ashton Rings, Manifold Grace Ministry, Alaska. Well, is that not beautiful? Is that not beautiful and encouraging? It really truly is. Well, hey, we're just letting you know that the end time gathering of the saints of the Most High, we are a remnant, a very few, small remnant. He's getting them together. He is getting us together from every corner of the earth in this diaspora. The Most High is gathering the lost sheep, as people like to say. I don't think you're lost because he always knew where you were. He told you where he was going to be at. Of the house of Yisrael. Hallelujah. Brother Jesus, such a statement so far. You've been working a little bit. When I came back on the land from getting some land, getting some building materials, brother, you was out there working.
My state's been pretty good. I'm loving it. I just love being around all the saints. I can't wait for God. That's all I got to say.
Can't wait for God.
And Saturday Night Live. That's what I'm looking for.
Saturday Night Live. Now, this is the one right here. I'm going to be doing pull-ups again. He gave me an 8-month reprieve. Because his fat past is out of shape. And then this thing, you know, Sister Carol and I, we both are back. We're going to get somebody to lay some hands on us while I'm back, man. She now she's rolling out of bed like hell. She's doing like this. Oh, God, I'm back. No, after 8 months, we got to get it. So hopefully, before Passover, we'll be able to see. I like doing stuff like this because I like keeping everything. You know, you get in religion, everything is straitjacket. You go into the church, you feel like you can't sit, you can't clap, you can't do nothing. I mean, do anything, you think you done something wrong. That ain't the way it is here. You just be yourself, you're wrong, you get rebuked. That's all there's to it. Well, ain't no big deal. You get corrected. Hallelujah. But some of you old fogies out there, you should be challenging the young generation to keep them on their toes. Look at them looking at me. Hallelujah. But we're looking forward to seeing each and every last one of you that's able to attend. Remember what I said. I meant to tell you this. Hey, if you're coming in, you need to put Lafayette, Tennessee into your GPS. Because I'm telling you, your GPS will have you off the side of a mountain or in some backyard with a no trespassing sign, and you may have a shotgun to your face. So meet us in Lafayette, Tennessee at the Walmart in Lafayette. Give us a call. Try to get a hold of a cell phone, a telephone, or something. Remember, Verizon works very well up here. Sprint and AT&T don't work too good. Is that what you got to say?
Right.
It works pretty good in the city, in the town. Well, if you want to call it a city, it ain't too much of a city, is it?
No.
That ain't too much of a city.
No.
But at the top of the hill, you may be able to get a little bit of signal. We're flat out tired here. I'm going to be straight up honest with you. We are straight up tired. Hey, by the way, if you're bringing firearms, make sure you bring plenty of ammo because we're going to be shooting. I think what we're going to do is we'll have three different sections. You're going to receive expert training. I mean, literally expert training. We're going to have a rifle range, a shotgun range, as well as a handgun range. We're very sober about these things. And you're dealing with people. Just me, myself, yours truly, I've been an expert from the time I left boot camp, shooting both left and right hand, makes no difference. The little stint that I spent there in the service, and besides all that, we got Brother Doug, who's going to be back there running the range. He's going to be running the range too as well, who's an avid hunter. I mean, one of the best you ever seen in your life, and you need somebody like that around. If not, a lot of people going to stall. Because most people don't have the integrity and honor and discipline to be able to weigh the weather and sit out in the cold for 8-9 hours waiting for it. or have the skills for the deer to come in order for somebody to eat. Most of us get out, I'm too cold. And then we're dusting the wind and everybody's starving. Yeah, crying. But, and then Pastor Fox, retired special forces, made stuff. So, hey, we can't begin to tell you, and Brother Dave, he's retired. Used to be a drill sergeant. He's been a drill sergeant, and he also has some airborne, too. He used to be a paratrooper as well. So you got a lot of it. It's got a lot of trigger time, as well as the experience of being shot. We're going to leave it at that, too. We'll just leave it at that. All right? And let me tell y'all something. You get some people out there talking about how bad they are and what war they've been in. I've done this and I've done that. Chalk it up. They ain't done nothing. Just chalk it up. They haven't done anything. Just chalk it up. Hallelujah. That's like everybody, they go out there and they see this movie. What's that latest movie? Something Valor with the Navy SEAL.
Yeah. What is it?
Something Men of Valor, something like it. A Men of Valor, something like it. It's a Navy SEAL movie. Everybody looks at that movie, Act of Valor. Everybody looks at that movie, everybody thinks they're a Navy SEAL. I tell you, it's the craziest thing you ever saw in your life. I'm telling you. It's amazing. It just throws me for the life of me. So don't get pumped up and stuff like that and think you can get gassed up and get out there and drop off. And Pastor Dow can't be dropping over in the ocean because Pastor Dow would drown before I hit the water. Now Pastor Dow can cross a river with a rucksack. I can get out of a swimming pool. You can throw me in a lake and I can get over to the side of the shore. If you drop me in the ocean, I'm going to be food for the sharks. That's all there is to it. Hallelujah. I'm not no frog man. What about you, brother?
I'm not a frog man either. I swim, but I'm no frog man.
You swim 5 miles?
No, I don't think
it's swimming. No. Brother, me and you in bad. We in the same boat. Bad. Our boat's got holes in it. But you can swim, though.
I can swim. Yeah, I can swim.
You know those guys are expert in water, brother. I mean, they're some bad dudes as far as their water. And that's the reason why, you know, they have different skill levels, different skill identifiers and stuff, so that people who do have those things and stuff, you know, it's a whole lot different than playing, like a person staring at video games. I mean, anybody can be a skill behind a video game. You can go ahead and insert yourself in, be the baddest guy on earth. That's all there is to it. Hallelujah. But I've seen grown men cry. I literally have. I've seen them cry. I've seen them break down. But, hey, we're glad to have this new pastor on board. Hallelujah. Everybody say glory to the King. Because the King is opening up the doors and stuff. He's getting the word out to the people. Now, let me tell y'all something about YouTube. I told y'all about YouTube. They turn around and they put another strike. It seems every August I get some type of strike on my YouTube account. I told y'all, that's the reason why I said I'm working on something to try to get these video things up just in case they try to kick me off, because you can't run your mouth the way that I do and expect to get unscathed. Now, I'm not worried about it at all because no matter what, they can't stop the word of the Most High Yah. That's why I ask y'all to become proactive and help get this thing out, because these people are off the chain today. We got homeless who are dripping off the walls. I mean, just literally dripping off the walls everywhere you go. And this is where our world is. They got booty calls in a wild house and an out house in a white. I mean, it's just the same. It's a shame what's going on today. And Jesus told us it was going to be this way. And these people are mad at anybody who wants to live a moral, holy life. It's sad. They turn around and tell us that we're not tolerant, but then they're not tolerant towards us. It's crazy. But this is the way that the world is going. This is the way the world was going. I seen this big old goal in Walmart, this thing called Hunger Games. All right. So I said, I'm going to get this thing. I got this thing, looked at it, brother. I said, Carol, look at these idiotic, these psychopaths right here. This is the way that the world is going. This is how people are going to look. They're going to look just like that, killing folks for fun. I told y'all, many of you have been listening to me a long time. I told y'all 15 years ago that every last one of those football stadiums, they're nothing but Roman Colosseums where they're going to persecute people. They're going to kill people for the applause of the crowd. And I also told you that Walmart is going to be the distribution center for the New World Order way before they start putting Walmart in all these little bitty strategic small towns.
Agenda 21.
Is that what you say? Genesis 21. Told y'all years ago it was gonna happen. No, I know, Pastor, we didn't know you. Well, you know me now. Now that you know me, it's time to start making moves and making changes. Brother Jesus, you got anything you want to say to the saints out there, brother?
All right. I got to say, saints, love you as always. Stay encouraged, as Pastor Dal says. And I look forward to seeing I look forward to seeing you all. I got you,
all right?
That's it.
We'll talk about him being tired like I am. Hallelujah. All right, Brother Jesus. Good seeing you, my brother. Love you, brother.
Shalom, everybody.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Come on, Sister Carrie. We got Sister Carrie. Most of y'all, this is Sister Carrie. Hallelujah.
Shalom, saints.
Now, I know a lot of y'all know Sister Carrie, man, since y'all been here for Passover and stuff, but this is Sister Carrie. Sister Carrie, how long a drive was that?
14 hours, sir.
14 hours.
Yes, sir.
Boy, you tired. She was sleeping a little bit until I told her she got to get on radio broadcast. The next thing you know, she jumps up and stuff. She has to come over here and listen, get on the radio broadcast so everybody can see her Israelite. So I'm excited, brothers and sisters, that you have to understand, whenever I meet these Israelites, I'm elated. I really truly am, to know that the word of Yah is going out and it's not returning void. And people, you know, this particular movement, people want to serve Yah. You ever notice that?
Yes, sir.
They get a joy out of being servants. Yes, the women want to be holy. The men want to be holy. Everybody is excited. They want to be a servant to the Most High. Yes, so how are all the people up in the area, the neck of the woods, where you're at?
Blessed. Sister Rose, she's doing well, saints. Seeing that we keep her, you know, continue to keep her in our prayers. And then Sister Shalom is the new sister from Pennsylvania. We're welcoming her into the fold as well, and we're blessed.
You was in the dining hall earlier, right?
Yes, sir.
Did you saw what went on, right?
Yes, sir.
You want to share it with the saints? Share it to the best of your ability,
okay.
Account.
We had a little teaching on husband and wife, how they interact with healing. And Pastor gave the one husband, based on scriptures, teaching him how to not pray over his wife because she had a headache, but to just, you know, take control and take the power of Jesus, look her in her eyes, and just cast out her headache in Jesus' name. You know, and he gave him a detailed instruction and then had him do it, It was a little uncomfortable at first, obviously, because everyone was around and everything. Mm. But he got a good teaching on how to heal his wife,
right,
in Jesus' name. It was a blessing.
Did she receive anything?
Yes, sir, she did.
She did, didn't she?
Yes, sir.
She was excited.
Yes, sir.
That was Sister Rainey. We'll get Brother Juan and Sister Rainey on here before long. But we want y'all to see all your family. For those of you, y'all hear them when they call in. And many of you never get a chance to see them. Y'all know, they're not able to put a face to the voice. So we bring them here so they're able to put a face to the voice. Sister Carrie, do you have anything you'd like to say to the saints of the Most High while you're here?
The one thing I wanted to say is I know we were talking a little bit earlier. It's still going to be warm down here at God's. And a lot of people don't understand that being hydrated means start drinking water now.
Oh, good point. Say that again, man.
Saints, we need to be drinking water now. For those of you that are coming to God, being hydrated means drinking water in advance. Like, you're storing up your water, not waiting until we get here.
Right.
Saying, hey, we're going to start when we get here because we're already behind the power curve. It's going to be hot. We're going to be outside, and a lot of people haven't been, you know, out in the heat for hours in this kind of heat. So I just wanted to, you know, give that saints a heads up to please go ahead and start drinking water now. And, I know some things are going on and things are coming up. On sixth day, my eyes started acting up and swelling up, and all these things were going on. And I heard what happened to Sister Marjorie, and I started nuking that thing because nothing was going to stop me from coming to God, saints. So if you're coming to God, nothing stops you from getting here.
Expect opposition. The devil is going to cut up because he knows what's
going to
happen.
Hard, yes, sir. And don't let anything stop you from coming to God and fellowshipping with the saints, receiving deliverance. and being blessed by being here straightway.
I'm actually glad that Sister Carrie did make the statement that she made as far as hydration. See, you don't wait till you get here to start to take up on water and think you're hydrated. It takes days for your body to get hydrated. You know, when you come here, you have to get acclimated to this environment. You're not even going to be here long enough to be acclimated. So you need to start drinking water, like she says, right now, in order to be able to, because it's a little bit more humid. You're coming, if you're from up north, you're coming south. You're coming south, you already, you know what you need to do. But if you're from up north coming down to the south, the sun is a bit brighter down here. It's a little bit more humid down here. But right now, it's very troubled, believe it or not. It's not as hot as it has been. It's been scorchers in this place. And the humidity or the heat index has been very, very high, but it's not that hot right now. And it's going to be cool at night. And while I'm going to be tomorrow we're going to start setting up the command center and stuff and hanging a few signs and everything. We're doing the last touches because the next day we want everybody to spend more time with each other rather than working to get everything done because I thank y'all for all these saints coming in a little early to help us prepare and to get ready. Had a good dinner today, too, didn't we?
Yes, sir. Yes, we did. Every time we eat here, it's good.
It's good.
Hallelujah.
All right. Well, Sister Carrie, if nothing else, of course, Sister Carrie is going to be giving a class at GOTS, too, which many of you will want to attend. You will want to attend. I think yours is going to be here in the morning, isn't it?
It's on the first day, I believe,
11:30. 11:30, okay.
Yes, sir.
That'll be plenty of time. How big of an area do you need? Do you want a pretty shaded area? Put on?
Yes,
or do you need room? Or how much room do you need?
I think it depends on how many people are attending it, probably.
I want to show you a couple of places I got scoped out. And you, and
okay.
Since you're going to be doing this class, just let me know which one you prefer.
Okay.
That's all right.
Okay.
All right, Sister Carrie. Good seeing you. Say shalom to your sisters.
Shalom. Bless you. Love you all. Be safe in your travels.
Hallelujah. All right, now next up we got Brother Dale. Brother Dale, all the way from Dallas, Texas. Hallelujah. Now, Brother Dale, how long have you been with us, Brother Dale?
Listening or here?
No, here on the community in this time.
Just over a week.
Just over a week.
Just over a week.
Man, it seems like you've been here a couple of weeks, don't it?
It does seem like it, too.
Tell everybody about your days here straight, what happens, what goes on, and all this other stuff.
We get up in the morning, do a few different things before breakfast, and then after breakfast, between that and dinner, just get things done. I've been busy. Get things ready for GOTS.
Pastor Dow, I don't do nothing doing. All I do is sit in this house behind this desk and do this all day long and go click, 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 click. That's about it, isn't it?
That's probably what they do, who they accuse you of doing. I don't like it.
We've been very busy. Brother Dale is a hard worker. He fits right in like a glove. All the saints do. We're just excited about seeing everybody. We really, 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 truly are. You know who's coming up down from Houston besides, Dallas besides, now we know.
Curtis Mitchell should be up tomorrow night. Brother Greg, Sister Kat, Sister Rachel, there's 11 coming up.
I'll be here tomorrow night.
Yes.
Yeah, you better start getting spots. Tell you what, when you come, you better come. We better get you a good tent spot. Get you a good tent spot. We're going to be setting up tents tomorrow. That's going to be good. Everybody's coming in tomorrow. Oh, that's right. People come in, want to give a hand, do whatever they can. All this good stuff is a wonderful thing. Hey, we got anything you'd like to share with the saints in the Most High here?
Just keep up the fight. It's a daily thing. Keep the faith. And, this, last thing that the Most High is moving on is people. I mean, we just got to maintain our luck, day to day. And what he puts before us to be faithful to that. I mean, every day it's getting to the point where it's life or death. It's just like the time's up. We can't play any more games, I've been walking the Most High for a long time, and it's like, in the last few years, it's gotten much more serious. The stakes are higher. It's gotten more serious, and we just can't take it lightly like we have in the past. We got to learn from our past and not do what we've done before and be really serious about these things.
I hope y'all take heed to what Brother Dale has said because he is stating the truth. We got a few callers in the queue, and Sister Carrie is still here in the room. We got Brother Dale and Brother Jesus take off. Oh, Brother Jesus is over there too. So if anybody got a question of any one of us, God, I mean, see through this monitor. Hey, brother. So hallelujah. What we do is we'll open up the phone here just for a second and take a few phone calls and hear your wonderful voices. See what y'all have. We're going to go to call number 760-760. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight Week Radio broadcast. How may I help you?
What's up, Pastor Dow?
Hallelujah. Hey, Junior. When you getting here?
I'm coming here in 2 days. 2 days, Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday, Wednesday. We're leaving Tuesday at 6 o'clock and be here in the morning time.
Junior, you on the Google thing on your computer again?
Yup. It works well, though. Going through well.
Man, I tell you what, your voice coming in clear. I like
yes.
it. You want to send me a link or something, man, and do something to show me how to use that thing.
All you do is go over your account, right? Your email account, right?
Yeah.
And after that, hit Gmail. After you see the picture, like a photo with the camera, and you see the phone, bottom by the camera sign. You call people.
All right, Junior.
Hello? Hear me?
Yeah, I got you, man. I'll try it, man. Man, you make it sound easy, man. Man, I'm not that computer savvy. I ain't talking to Yugoslavia.
Yeah, find the warfare, too. Find the devil. The warfare. Got
when
the
you,
image.
Yeah,
what's
that? When you get here, man, I'll maybe get you to just show me personally. That way I can save myself a lot of red tape.
Yeah, I'm going to show you. I have something to tell y'all. If I got these graven images out of my room, these graven images out.
Mm.
And after that, no devil started attacking. They started attack. They talking about I disrespect my father. Everybody disrespect my father. You talking about? I've been sent already. My father's in heaven.
Right.
Amen.
They try to demonize me. Talking about I disrespect my father. I try to rule the house. I ain't trying to rule nothing. That's the devil trying to put me down. Ain't going to work. I'm fighting for my freedom. My true freedom for God.
Gotcha.
Free ain't free.
Yeah, brother. So you're in a little spiritual warfare up on the home front, huh?
Yes, yes. They try to convince my dad to put all the Grammys back in the room. No. They're trying to, but devil trying, but devil losing. Devil's mad.
Amen.
Are you anointing that door, anointing that house?
What you say?
Have you anointed that door? You anointed that house?
I anointed my room. Only the room part.
That'll work.
I anointed my room after that, too. First thing I do, I wipe down the walls. All the residue from the demons in the past. That's how I did, too. Put pine saw, wipe it down well. Get these demons out completely. Wipe the room. Now I feel better. Now I feel much better.
Oh, boy. Man, you got a thorough job going there, brother.
Yeah. It's a test for me. Big test.
Hallelujah.
I had no problem with it.
Glory to the King.
Glory.
Did y'all right. for?
Man, that, brother.
What you say? Because you acting, the ball talk is acting crazy.
All right, Brother Julian. I say you're doing good, brother. It's good hearing your voice. I can't wait to see you.
I'm seeing for God. I can't see all y'all saints, man. Bless y'all. Love y'all so much. Shalom to you.
Bless you, Brother Junior.
Bless you.
Bless y'all.
Shalom.
Junior, that's a no-no. That's a no-no. We said I'll clean him, bro. He's getting it done.
Ain't nothing no grass growing underneath his feet.
Ain't kidding. Bless you, Junior. Hallelujah. We'll go to Sister Shannon in California. Caller number 408-408. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straightway Truth. Come on with you, Sister Shannon. What you got?
Bless you, Pastor. Bless you, family. I'm so sad that we're not there with you guys right now, but we know you guys are going to have an awesome time. So we just want to call in and say bless you. We love you guys. And also I want to kind of give you an update on Tabernacles here on the West Coast. We were at Sister Catherine. Sister Catherine has been nice enough to host our West Coast Tabernacles this year. And we just came from our house and put up a 10x20 structure for fellowship and, you know, got some things done over there. And so really looking forward to at least getting together with the West Coast saints. And sad that we're not there with you guys, but we love you. And I also wanted to say if people plan on coming to the West Coast Tabernacles, if they can contact Elder and, you know, talk to him about it, we've heard a couple of people planned on coming, but we haven't heard from them personally. So if you plan on coming, please contact Elder so you can get approval to come. So,
you got to get approval. Yep, this is a private party.
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
So that's all I wanted to say, and bless you guys, and we love you, and I know you guys are going to have an awesome time there, and wish we could be there, but we'll be there in spirit and in heart. So that's all.
All right. Shalom, Sister Shannon.
All right. Shalom. All right. Bye-bye.
And we love all our Israelite saints, every single one of them.
Everyone.
Every single one of them we do. Hey, don't worry about it. Well, hey, y'all be able to make one or two or so later. You know, hey, just don't worry about it. We'll get it done. Man, I'm looking for something. I can't find it. This stupid cube right here. See all this stuff? You know,
I do.
I don't know if it just get moved around, bro. I just don't know. Here's my war zone sound, Saints. Listen to this one. Boy, that's some serious business, isn't it? I'm going to show y'all, I'm going to give y'all a sneak preview of one of my, you know, I have them brand new intros that come on videos at times that the brother put together. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let y'all hear real quick, at least the two of my new intro. Let's check this out. Listen to this.
Say, that's an outstanding sound bit there, brother. It really moves the spirit.
I had parents to tell me that as soon as the broadcast openings come on YouTube, first thing the little children do is they run, even in their diapers, over to the computer and stop and start dancing.
Well, that made me feel about 20 years younger, brother. I felt 25 for that moment in time there. It felt good. You know, just doing a lot of first day work today, brother. And, you know, I want to say shalom to Brother Dale there.
Shalom, shalom. Brother Dale, y'all had a good death yesterday, huh?
Shabbat was just most wonderful, sir, most wonderful. Did you get a chance to look at the video, brother?
I just got in. Let me see. I got in a little bit, about a couple hours ago, and I've been busy ever since then.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, up to the point of this blog talk, but I'm planning on looking at it now. Facebook.
Yeah, it's on the Israelite Heritage Facebook there, brother.
Okay, I'll go and check it out as soon as this broadcast is over with.
All right, that way we wanted to share that with all the brothers and sisters there, so everybody can just see. It was a most wonderful experience, brother. And actually, I had the two brothers actually hold me up from falling in the water because my knees got buckled after that baptism here. I felt like I was going to fall down like an anchor in the water, brother. So the Spirit came over me and just made me weak, made this flesh weak really quick. And I'm glad I was in only three foot of water.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, at least I
swim like a rock, brother.
You swim like a rock.
Swim like a rock. Yeah, but it was just, today's just been a, you know, nice day to just, you know, get things squared away and do some shopping and stocking up on the supplies here and there for ammo and everything because, you know, it's starting to come to a point and get what you can get now before prices start jacking up and doubling and everything, so.
Yeah, you know, hey, y'all people, y'all go out there and buy peanut butter. Y'all go out there and get.
Oh, I love peanut butter.
get it, because they got some out there in the stores right now, but hey, you can live off peanut butter. You can live off peanut for quite a long time. It can sustain you for a while, and tuna's, believe it or not, I know that prices are extraordinary. They're astronomical. They're really true. They're off the chain, literally. But I'm telling you, Saint, the way things are headed, food is cheap right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it sounds crazy, but I know we can't fathom $10 a loaf of bread. We can't see that. But it's coming to a city, a town, and a country near you. Oh, yeah, Pastor Dow, yeah. That's what he said about Noah, too, didn't he?
That's true.
It's going to rain. What do you mean it's going to rain, Noah? It's going to rain. It's going to rain. Noah, what is rain? Well, water going to fall from the sky.
That's right. Then it's going to be game over for them, brother. They'll be looking on the outside in.
Yep.
You know, and then, you know, we just, you know, just stocking up here and there on the one essential need each week, you know, buy a lot extra, you know, just put it away. You know, flour, grains, I mean, that's the best thing. And then Mylar bags, oxygen absorbers, the buckets to seal them in, and that way they'll last, have a couple year shelf life on them.
Woo! Brad Pastor up in Alaska, Pastor Reams, he's reporting in here, living in Kodiak, Alaska for a while. With $9 a gallon milk and $12 bread, if you want a preview.
Mm. Here.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, it's only going to work its way down south, brother. It's just a matter of time. Just a matter of time.
Yeah,
but I just wanted to call in tonight, wish y'all there shalom, and wish we could all be there for God's, but I know we're going to get together soon, and you're always going to be in our spirits here and in our prayers, brother. And we all love you very much up here in Washington.
We got the courage up there, okay?
We'll keep it strong, brother. Keep it strong. Glory to the King, brother.
You know, they said to Noah, when Noah told him that water's going to fall out of the sky, you have to understand that water ain't never fell out of the sky before. The Bible said that the earth was near as mist. You know, water came up from the springs. And so when they said water's falling from the sky, you know, they call him everything under the sun. Noah said, you need to repent. And you know what the people said, right, to Noah, right? For what? That's one reason why you need to repent, because you're so wicked.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean wicked? Well, you have to understand. There was no law written on the books. You know, people knew right from wrong, but their condition had gotten so bad that evil was no longer evil anymore. Kind of like now. Then now, if you're righteous, people who are evil look at you as if you're evil. And we're in those same conditions because the Messiah already called it. So when we tell y'all that all this utopia that you seem to be living in is land of make-believe, like you're running through some dream land,
mm-hmm.
or something, this thing is quickly coming to an end. You don't see it coming to an end because we keep exercising this dissidence. You know, it ain't never happened to me. I read about the history, but since it ain't never happened to me, I can't never believe it. You keep that same attitude. But those who are wise, those of you that are wise, you're wise instruction.
Just like the days of Noah.
That's like a lot of people. Yeah. Yeah, they ain't hear it. They want to hear what they want to hear. Selective hear.
Yep.
But I tell you what, there's like a lot of you who didn't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You didn't believe in it, but somebody had to preach it.
Mm-hmm.
And it had to be preached the right way for you to get it. Ain't that a beautiful thing? Now that you have the Holy Spirit, Suppose y'all take away from you. Would that be all right? Everybody, oh, no. You out of your mind, pal. See what I'm saying? But if you go to places, you listen to people who don't exercise faith, believe what the Bible says, and stop, and you don't go into these places that every time you read something in the book, they got an excuse for it. They're wrestling, discarding over here. They throw this away. They tear that out. And you go to places like that, you're going to be in the same condition. But if you continue to keep cutting on CNBC, Fox News, CNN, and all the rest of the people, they're not going to tell you how dire the consequences are going to be on this land and this soil right here. Let me tell y'all something. When money fell, we're not only looking at people not being able to get their Social Security, the food stamps, the EBT cards, and all this other stuff. You're looking at civil unrest. You're looking at people, what you got, they're going to take. Because we're going to live in a world without rule of law, and the police are going to be protecting themselves.
True.
That doesn't make any sense.
Totally.
Passed out. That picture is just gloom and doom. Call it what you want. It ain't gloom and doom when you're informed.
It's a path to preserve yourself. And a path
you got
to life.
That right. Say it again, bro.
It's a path to preserve yourself and a path to life.
Hey, you know, we got to ask ourselves this question. Son of man, the Most High, y'all said, to the prophets, Ezekiel and Jeremiah, when you see wickedness and the sword and all this coming in the land, and these people are so wicked from their wicked ways, and you don't give them warning, they're going to die and they sin. And only that, you too. Mm-hmm. You show me the pastors today that are telling you what time it is right now. I tell you what else time, seed time and harvest. Sow a seed. Sow a seed. Sow a seed. Sow a seed. So the carrot trying to get me to slap the desk. Trying to get me to slap the desk.
I did it for you.
We should be tired of all this foolishness. Because all these people are doing, all they want to do is continue to keep policing your soul. That's all they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're following the straightway truth. We're going to keep on. I'm telling you. I've been in this thing 20 years, and I ain't got tired, and I've not been bored yet. And every year, we keep growing. Every year, we keep getting increasing. You know, if you ever get to a place where you think you're arriving, you have arrived, and there's no more revelation, you can pronounce the spirit of Ichabod over the whole entire place. The Bible talks about that. That means the glory of Yahweh is departed from the place. Hmm. And that's what happened. We got a lot of people today that are going through emotions because the Holy Spirit is not welcome there no more. That's why they got a bunch of programs. Got to keep people entertained,
yeah.
Rather than giving them some real true substance deliverance. We're in a mess. Sister Carol, we're going to fight. Call number 808. Come on, Sister Carol, what you got?
Shalom, Pastor. Shalom, Brother Dell. Shalom. Shalom. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hi. I see you waving. Okay. Hey, I just want to call to say thank you for thinking of me. I really appreciate it. And I have a question. This is about King David.
Mm-hmm.
Is it King David? Yes, King David and Brother Saul and Saul, who's Paul. No, I'm sorry. No, brother whose brother Saul has a son named Jonathan.
Right.
Jonathan loved King David so much as like his soul. Wouldn't that be called a gay guy like that?
No.
No? Oh, okay. See, I read it wrong.
No, that's the perversion coming from T.D. Snakes and Benny Hinn and all the rest of them bastards out there in Christianity who tried to hurt the way. When he said he loved his soul and his soul was knitted together, that's kind of, yeah, have you ever had a best friend that you loved before?
Well, best friend, well, it's only Jesus that I know.
What I'm saying is, growing up as a child, you never had a best friend that you were really, truly fond of, that you really loved.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Uh-huh.
That's the only thing that story and that account is saying with David and Jonathan.
Oh, okay, okay. Now I understand, yes, okay.
The Bible says that there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother.
Amen.
And a friend loveth at all times. And we have in Jesus. We keep going. But see, these people, they seek to insert this poison into the minds and leave it floating out there because they own the mainstream.
Uh-huh.
If somebody wanted to come to Jesus, you know the first Jesus they're going to come to, right? They're going to come to the Wish You a Merry Christmas Jesus. They're going to come to a laying eggs Jesus. They're going to come to the sun worshiping Jesus because they're out there. For those who are remnant, really of the Father, their soul can be content. In that mess, they know something wrong, so they'll keep on searching. Remember, the king said, you keep searching for me. You keep seeking for me. You search for me. You, and you do it, you will find me when you do it with all your heart. So, hey, he don't want to put that drive in you to want to know truth because you ain't comfortable in lies. So they're trying to, with the spirit of his age that the Messiah already called, with his faggots tripping off all the walls in the churches and stuff, they're trying their best to change the conscience and change the mind to make this wicked, abominable, vile, nasty, perverted life acceptable with people. And remember, Yah destroyed a whole entire city for that wicked spirit. And you know what? America's got to be done.
Amen.
I'm going to talk for a minute.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor.
You're welcome. Hey, your shirts are on the way.
Yes, I thank you. Thank you so much. I really love you folks. Thank you. Say hi to Sister Carol, and God bless you all. And you guys all be safe on the God's Day.
All right, Sister Carol. Bless you. Shalom.
Bless you. Shalom. Bye-bye.
Beautiful sister. Yeah. That's why I tell y'all, saints, you really truly need to be careful. You need to be careful what you listen to. Remember, you have an eye gate and you have an ear gate. And until you get these eyes and these ears mature, you really want to be careful what you allow into your ears and what you have in front of your eyes. I mean, it's not to say that one person is more, you know, discerning or better than another. What it is, it's trying to guard your heart. That's what it is trying to do, because there are things you don't need to be allowing into your eyes and ears, because if you are not yet mature enough, I mean, what would happen if you take a porno magazine and stick it in front of a 10, 11, and 12-year-old girl or boy? You know how that's going to mess them up. See, they have been better off if they never, ever were presented with that. Now they get presented with that. Now that's where the devil comes in and use legal grounds and rights. First thing he does is start flashing images. And that's when the thought process starts thinking in their little minds. That's when changes start taking place.
Mm-hmm.
It's already bad enough that our children are growing up out here in this wicked country where the chances of a little girl in a family, before she even make it to 13 years old, probably done been molested by her daddy and her uncle, the damn devils. Mm-hmm. And it's sad. And if not that, maybe even our own sisters and mama. That's how perverted this spirit is we're living in right now.
Mm-hmm.
I get the reports all the time. Now the boys ain't even safe. Can you imagine that? I can't fathom growing up. Here I am, a father, and I actually got wind and found out that somebody did something to my child. Rather than not pass the doubt, I'm telling you, I don't know what, I care less about what the court system say, but I can tell you what, hey, lights out. Lights out. Lights out, messing with my child. Oh, no. And I feel the same way. Anybody try that mess with any of our little children here straightway, too. You better believe that. We live in a wicked and a perverse generation. I'm not playing games with it because I know what time it is. And you better not play games with it. That's the reason why we put these preservations up, these safety nets.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Preserve yourself. Get your conscience right. You can be able to discern good and even right and wrong so you know it when you see it.
Amen.
Instead of being desensitized. You know, you go around and everything's toleration now. Let me tolerate you. Come out of her.
My people
and be separate. And it's, I don't want my children growing up to learn, okay, your daddy name is Dan and your daddy name is Ron.
It's messed up.
Huh? You got two parents taking you to school. Jill, and Sally.
Can we call that normal?
I'm telling you. As long as it's up in my body, you're going to get it straight. There ain't going to be no room for misunderstanding. I don't care what this perverted society is doing. I'm telling you, the Zionists is the one who's promoting this wicked junk because they hate Christians. They hate Gentiles. They can't hate Israelites because they think they are. they think they are the stupid idiots. But anyway, that's what just what we're dealing with today. Let me get going. Brother Jermaine, Ohio, 614-614. Come on, Brother Jermaine, what you got?
Well, shalom to all the family down there, Brother Dale, Sister Carrie, Brother Jesus, you too, Pastor, Sister Carol, just everybody listening. But, Pastor, I just want to say how excited I am. I'm almost can't even talk right because I'm so ready to get down there the straightway and just put my hand to the plow and just enjoy the fellowship, and I'm looking forward to it. And that idea that you said Brother Ed had about doing the looking like you're shooting that, spraying that AR, we might be able to make something happen. You know I'm bringing all my gear, so we might be able to make something happen on that. But I'm just so excited to be able to know that it's finally here. It's time to hook up with the saints and have a chance to fellowship and get some true fellowship and some true deliverance. And just looking forward to it, Pastor. I just don't know what else to say, but I'm excited, looking forward to getting on that road tomorrow morning and being with the family tomorrow. So I just wanted to check in and say hello to all the family, let everybody know listening. This video that comes out tonight, later on tonight, this will be the last one I post. Everything else I do will be from Straightway. Say again, Pastor, you're kind of cutting in and out. Look forward to seeing you too. It'd be real short, but shalom to everyone and love everyone out there.
Hey, Carol, you ain't got nobody streaming on the internet in there, do you? All right, hallelujah. Going to Florida, Sister Sharon, call number 904-904. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight with Truth radio broadcast. I'm going to help you.
Hello. Hi. Here you go. Sorry about that. I was doing my doors here, and we were waiting for you. Let me turn this up a little bit. I can't hear you. Okay, I can hear you now. What happened to the sound? I can't hear you. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. My question is, you just talked about having two parents and having two parents who were gay. And I have a friend who was gay, and I understand that I'm a baby in this and I'm walking new. And how do I handle that? Because that lifestyle is not approved with my lifestyle.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and answer that. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but reprove them. There's no way that an Israelite can have fellowship with someone that is walking contrary in total direct opposition to what the Bible already states and say. You tell them to change or the friendship is over.
I hear you. I hear you, Pastor. Got to do what you got to do. I hear you.
That's the way it is.
That is the way it is. That's the way it's going to be because nothing's going to get in my way from serving my God, and that's just that. Just wanted to be loving doing it.
Well, that is love.
It is love. I already felt it in my heart. I already felt it in my heart. What was my other question? You have a question, Chantel? My daughter's listening, and she's watching me in my new walk, so she has a lot of questions herself, so I'm asking her if she has any questions. Got any questions? She can't think of any right now, but I'm pretty sure.
You can ask about anything you want.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right. What's going on? What you got?
Let's see. How many questions do I have? There we go. Cause my mom, you know, advised me to read the Bible, and I have been reading it, and I've read it, and in the beginning, which is commandment number one, says that I am the God that delivered you from Israel. So right there, it tells you right there in the book, saying that, you know, we are from Israelite, but how do I know for sure that I am a Hebrew Israelite? Like, how do I know that for sure? I know that, you know, my skin may be one way, but how do I know that for sure?
Number one, does the Spirit lead you to keep his commandments?
Yes.
Are you filled with the Ruach or the Holy Spirit?
I'm filled with what?
Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Well, there you go, Israelite. Amen. Enough said.
Oh. He's okay. Okay. Well, what? That's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Shalom, shalom. Them brand new babes. Yeah, them brand new babes. Hallelujah. Got a lot to learn. We all had to start somewhere. It kind of floored me when they told me there was no such thing as no Santa Claus. That hurt my feelings. Tore my little heart up, a tear rolled up my eye. No more Easter eggs?
No.
Man. You talking about making a man's world crash around him. I think I was hurt more than I was so stupid to believe that mess.
Mm-hmm.
I think that got me more than anything.
Me too. Being lied to.
Couldn't see the forest for the trees. All right, going to Florida. 863-863. Pat, are you on Straight with Truth? Are you a broadcast? I may help you.
Hello, Pastor Dow. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Can hear you very good.
Oh, I wanted to speak to you about the Sabbath. So you guys keep the seventh day Sabbath from Saturday. Is it Friday evening? Is Saturday evening? Is that when you guys keep the Sabbath?
Yes, guard the Sabbath.
Right. I was going to ask you about the new moons in the scriptures.
What about it?
When the Most High created the moon, the sun and the moon in Genesis, he said that he created the moon and the sun for to keep appointed times.
Yeah, sure did.
Seasons and for days and for years. So if you go through the Old Testament, you see that they kept the new moon day for the they kept the new moon day, which is very similar to the Sabbath. And I was wondering, because if you look at the lunar calendar, today the Gregorian calendar, which is made by the Catholic Church, was created based on the solar calendar, so they can keep up with their sun pagan worship. And the moon was actually created to each new moon. There's a new moon every month. So the Most High created the moon so that the Israelites can keep up with the time.
Let me stop you for a second and ask you, what is the question? Are you here to give me a dissertation on the moons? Or are you here to ask a question? Which one is it?
I'm going to ask you about the Sabbath. Is it according to the new moon?
No. Never
happened. You said he created... I'm asking you, because he said he created the moons to keep the appointed times, and isn't the Sabbath one of the appointed times?
He created the Sabbath, and we ought to celebrate it every 7 days.
Right.
And now, what I'm stating is that the Sabbath on the 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 28th, is that right, of each month?
Right. But what month is according to that? To the Gregorian calendar or to the lunar calendar?
In this conversation real quick, you go to Genesis real quick, the first chapter, and I'm going to help you out if you can be helped.
All right. Now, I'm humble. I got a humble spirit. I'm willing to listen and willing to learn. But I'm just trying to figure it out because I'm being taught the new moon Sabbath and at the same time, and I'm realizing.
Okay. Well, let's go over here to Genesis 1:16.
All right. I'm there.
And Yah made two great lights, the greater light by the day and the lesser light to rule by night. He made stars also. And Yah sent them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth to rule over the day and over the night to divide light from the darkness. And Yah saw that it was good. And the evening and morning were the what?
The fourth day.
What day did Yah create these lights?
He created the sun to rule the day.
He created the moon to do what?
To rule the night.
On what day?
That would have been the fourth day, right?
Sabbath is blown out of water right there already.
Oh, it's the third day. I'm sorry. Verse 13 tells you that was the third day. Okay. I'm sorry.
It may not be, even if it said the fourth day right here. Fourth day. Verse 19. 119. So if the Sabbath, it can't be on the 8th, it can't be on the 15th, 22nd, or the 29th, because right here he created the moon on the 4th day. And you asked 3 days to death, you on day 11.
I can barely hear you, Pastor. You're breaking up.
7 days to death, to get the Shabbat, you on day 11. And you still the way on, so it just don't jive, it don't add up.
Right, but if you count the moon, I have a video on YouTube. If you look at the lunar calendar and you look at the new moon, it actually re-encourages.
See you later. You can't even do simple math. Do you know what 2 plus 2 is? Man. You know, I was going to write a newsletter over this moon thing just to be doing, because I've been dealing with this. Now, chances are you're probably 20-something years old. Brother Shane, I answered this moon question over 20 years ago. We dealt with this thing. Mm-hmm. And I promise you, you don't have enough scripture in your belt to even go this out right here at all. And let me see, let's go to the commandment. Let's go to commandment. Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh alone. 7 day, right?
Mm-hmm.
What they mixing up is, I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all real quick. You see, I'm going to give y'all some homework. There was a man now. Only one time, and he counted that day during a feast, did he reckon on the moon to find out what feast they needed to keep. Who was that? And what time frame was that? And what feast that? That's trivial, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's true. You better believe I got the answers because I'm asking the questions. Did y'all hear me?
Yes,
there was one time, only one time in Scripture. Now, you see over in Genesis, we read where he created the sun and the moon, right?
Right.
And he did it on the fourth day. By the time you get to Genesis, the second chapter, are you following me? And y'all rested on the what? Seventh day. Are you following? Y'all getting that? The fourth is not the seventh. The seventh is not the fourth. That's just from the very beginning right there.
True.
Y'all ain't never reckoned no time on the Sabbath by the moon. Lunar Sabbath is a created issue just like Sunday going to churches. Mm-hmm. You can make this Bible. What the prophet says? You can get this Bible and twist and wrestle it to your own destruction. You see, let me see, this month is August. So that means the Sabbath will be every Wednesday in this month. I ain't even look at the calendar and got the date 8, 15, 22nd, 29th. That's already letting you know I know the doctrine. But see, last month, look, the Sabbath would have been on all Sundays. Now, we heard Shabbat service, right? They worshiped the sun mm-hmm. as it came up. But then if you go in June, look, now the Sabbath is all on Fridays. You go back to May, now the Sabbath's all on Tuesdays. That's confusion. And wherever there's confusion, there's every evil work.
Amen.
Anyway, matter of fact, he confirmed that I don't even need to spend no time on it. You know, that's like I got people, even still till today. Did y'all read my article? I got an article sitting right here. Did y'all read my last newsletter I did on the name? Now, even with all of this proof right here, historical proof, including pronunciation, everything, do you know it's still not going to convince the gangsayer? Anybody who wants to argue, it's still, no matter what amount of evidence you put in front of them, it still ain't going to prove a mind that's already settled. So usually I get people to argue with me about the name. I ask them, do you cast out devils? Have you ever spoken in new tongues? I usually get strike one, strike two. Mm-hmm. All right? Then how in the world are you going to tell me about a name and you ain't even got the power y'all even operating in your life? So Gary is still trying to get me slapped his desk. Y'all, is this making sense?
Totally.
How in the world they can't even receive the truth in this and they want to go off and create another doctrine? You should have had enough of that with Christianity. See, I keep telling y'all folks, you better be careful, because when you jump out of Christianity and you enter out into this pond over here to where, hey, there's still a bunch of sharks over here.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of sharks. And I guarantee you that he won't even go to a Lunar Sabbath congregation. Guarantee it.
True.
All right, we're going over there. Oh, boy. Man, I tell you what. I wonder if I should write about it. It still ain't going to do no good. All it'll do is give y'all firepower. All it'll do, it ain't going to help the people out there. But it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
One excuse after another.
Like I said, there was a man that reckoned time by noon to determine when to be able to keep a certain feast day. What feast day was that? What man was that? And what time frame was it? Y'all got some homework to do. And you better believe I know the answer because I'm asking the question. And guess what? George Washington wasn't the first president either. Now, that one wrecked your brain. All right, Florida. 954. Well, Florida hot tonight, boy. Come on, Brother Jared Rodriguez, what you got?
How you doing? Fuck it up.
Are you there?
Hello, you hear me?
I hear you. What you got?
Hey, pass it out. Good. I'm just calling in and wanted to say I won't be able to make it to GOTS, and but I do. Hopefully, our next event plan to be there. But I just wanted to say, even though I've just been here doing this for 5 weeks, should I still talk to the Christians I know about what's going on? Because I know I can't preach it, but let them know what's going on and bring them and explain them the things I know.
Yeah, but what you have to do, Brother Jerry, after the first and second admonition, you repent. And the reason why those apostles put in the scriptures like that, that's so you can preserve your sanity. Because the first thing that happens when we understand the truth, we know the truth, we receive the truth, we believe the truth, we want to go and tell everybody the truth. Then we find out that everybody don't have that same revelation and love of the truth that we have. And then we end up getting wore out and getting discouraged because we're trying to convince a bunch of people who y'all has not even worked up and gave even the ears to hear. We're trying to force feed these people the truth we got because we want them saved so bad. But the hallmark is after the first and after the second admonition, reject. That don't mean you just start talking about and kick them and shoot them and all those stuff. That means you just leave them alone. Because okay, they're not for the word of God. One man plant, another man water. But Yah gives the increase. And what we need to do is we need to learn how to be content whether we plant in the water or the dirt or giving the increase.
Mm-mm.
He is. Amen. So we need to learn contentment and stop trying to say, oh, y'all ain't saying it.
Thanks, Pastor.
That should help give you a little peace of mind there, Brother Jerry.
Yeah, it is, because, you know, like I said, I'm learning, and I want to do what's right. That's why I called, and I appreciate, you know, I appreciate your tough love, because it is what we need. And again, Pastor, Shalom, thank you for everything. It's been a change in my life, and I'm just happy to be in Israel. Thank you, and you all have a great time with God.
All right, brother. Shalom.
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 On the floor again, 850. Come on, sister. What you got, sister? Come on.
Good evening, Pastor Dow. Thank you for taking my call. It's Tamika. I guess first my question is, I have a hard time resolving the New Testament scriptures, the attitude of the New Testament scriptures, where they're, you know, more loving, more, I guess, compassionate, and whatnot, versus the Old Testament sort of black and white scriptures, particularly those in, you know, in Titus and Timothy, those type scriptures. And I can't hardly hear anything through my phone. So that's one of my main questions. How do I resolve the New Testament of being more compassionate toward people and more, I guess, lenient? I don't want to say lenient with the law as it goes. And I'll get off so I can hear that online, because I can't hear it through my phone. Thank you.
That's a good question, and it's very simple. It's real. What you have to do, Sister Tamika, is remember this. The same Yahweh, the same Elohim of the first covenant is the same one in the second covenant. What you're doing, what you're missing is you're forgetting about the dispensation of time. You see, Yah is showing the people, and he was establishing his covenant with his people, but his people were rebellious with him in the first covenant. In the second covenant, when the Messiah came along, he was still under the first. He was showing attributes of the love of Yah, his extreme compassion. When you get to the letters of the epistles, those are letters of sanctification. But remember, in the letters is written, all scripture is given by inspiration of Yah. And it's proper for what? Correction, for reproof, and for instruction. You see that? That's what the first covenant is about, to correct us, to reprove us, and to instruct us. When we get to the gospel, they're there to show us the love, the manifestation of the love of Yah through Jesus himself. When we get to the epistles or the letters, now we're looking at the letters that give us instructions for sanctification, how to be set apart, these are directions, and how to carry ourselves. So remember, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He ain't changed. What's changed is the perspective and the way that the book has been preached to you, the way that people have been teaching it to you, to try to make you think he was a tyrant in the old. You check it out. If you got children, how long are you going to put up your children rebelling against you before you whoop their rear end?
Not long at all.
Come on now. And then all of a sudden we get over here and we get flooded with this Christian perspective, and we think that all of a sudden this Yah ain't don't live like it, no, don't exist. Now remember, that's the same Yah. Listen to me very closely. Listen to me very closely. The same Creator. Listen to me very closely. Listen to me very closely. That when he came to his house, which is the house of prayer, he saw money changers in it, and the Bible said, and he went and he made a will. He made a will. And he whooped the fire out of the money changers. Jesus literally whipped the money changers out of the temple. Now, wait a minute. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. I don't know that Jesus. Paul told me, you be careful if somebody preaching to you another Jesus, whom they haven't preached. I don't know that one. The one I know, who eyes are like fire, and he's coming back taking vengeance. Remember, all things is dispensation of time and understanding the time. Because that same Jesus, when he comes back, you know what he's going to do? He's going to slaughter and kill a whole lot of people for what they've done, number one, to his people Israel, and they hate his covenant. Blood, the Bible says, going to the horse's body. You know what? That's the same one that they plucked the hair off his beard. They spit in his face, and they beat his back, and they impaled him on a cross. But at this one, he coming back, he going to destroy the wicked with the brightness of his coming. He ain't changed one bit. It's just that when God manifested himself through the Jesus Christ, you will see the extreme mercy, the extreme grace, and the extreme love of the Most High. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't mistake that one bit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you better know him. Because if you love him, you will keep his commandments. You're not going to be running around hollering, that's done away with, that's done away with. We ain't under that law, we ain't under that law. I tell you what, you're going to be under that fire when he comes.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you that. You're going to be under that fire, and that fire is going to be burning pretty hot.
That's fire.
Very much so.
What do you think about that answer, bro?
Love it.
He's saying, go on, Texas, Brother Gray, 214. What you got, Brother Gray? Go on with it.
What's up? Not very much. Hello? Hello?
We can hear you just fine, man.
What? What'd you say? I couldn't hear. What'd you say?
All right, Brother Gray. We'll have to get you next time, brother.
Wait.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm there. I'm here.
Come on with.
Well, it's been a pretty stressful day for me. Hello, it's been a pretty stressful day for me.
Ah.
Oven, gas. Oven, something happened with the oven. Where we may not be able to use it anymore.
Y'all might have to get another one then, Greg.
It's not that easy.
Talk to Brother Shane about it. Call Brother Shane and see what he says about it, okay? Give him the information, okay?
Okay.
All right, Shalom.
Shalom.
All right. Anyway, Saints, we've been long going. We've been an hour and a half, like I said, that we would be. Hope y'all pretty much enjoyed this broadcast tonight. I'm done. I'm tapping out. I'm done. You stick a fork in me. Sister Carrie, still slapping the desk. I ain't slapping the desk. I've been trying to exercise discipline.
There you go.
The reason being because my daughter, Lydia, all right, she says, Mom, I think I know the reason why Pastor Hand hurt so much.
No.
He said, because I've been watching him, and when he hits something, he hits it pretty hard. I mean, he hits it hard. And I think that's the reason why his hand is hurting. So that's the reason why I hadn't been slapping to death. And, of course, then when I slap to death, the first person I see the next day is who?
Scott.
With that crazy look on her face. Yep. Then she tells me how many times I hit that. I'm telling you, I get greedy around here. But I just feel like Rodney Dangerfield at times. There's no respect. Huh? Yeah, tree. So every once in a while, I slip up and slap the desk. It's just part of nature. Hallelujah. You know, I've had people actually get mad at me. See, my daughter's pointing finger again. Because she's the one who brought it up. She said, that's the reason why his hand hurt. And my hand has been feeling better since I hadn't been sitting at his desk.
Don't get your pet.
Sometimes you just got to. Gotta get one time in there. Yeah. And she's right, I do. I feel it every time. I just don't pay attention to it.
We'll get you a pad for that.
Give me a pad for it. I don't think the pad is going to help. I think it's an energized shock that just goes in the head and goes all up through there. Look at everybody hollering, slap it. Things all to change. So I got Lydia and I got Sky that they get on me. They just want to try to preserve me for a little while. That's it. Hallelujah. They just love me. That's what love, brother lies. We love you. I know they do. They love me. Hallelujah. So, hey, we had a wonderful time. We're going to be at God's Remember Scripture Study. There will not be any Scripture Study this week. I did not get a chance to make a video as far as direction goes. I will do it because some of y'all are already going to be on the road. This is supposed to be leaving a little bit later. I look forward to seeing you, and you, everybody. We're all enjoying ourselves. I'm going to try to make sure third day that we really have done with everything. We don't have nothing else pretty much to do but to just really enjoy the time that we have with each other while we prepare, while we wait for everybody else to get in and we get God's going. But, hey, I appreciate each and every last one. You got any closing words, brother?
Just one quick thing.
Go ahead.
That it seems like a lot of people are afraid of rebuke.
Afraid of rebuke.
Afraid of rebuke. And like it's some big monster to be afraid of. But actually, if you get beyond the emotional stuff, you get beyond that, there's actually a direction through that to really, people are just like, it's like, when I am rebuked for things, but I look beyond that as well and see that there is life in that. There is a direction given, a path to deliver truth. If you are humble enough to be able to accept that.
I remember as a young man coming up, I've been rebuked. I mean, y'all don't understand. Most of y'all ain't never. The people here straightway have seen their pastor get rebuked by other men before. Literally. They've seen me get rebuked. And many times get rebuked for no reason at all. They had nothing to do with me whatsoever at all. But I don't respond like a bunch of you people. Acting like a fool. No, I just said back, remember the Bible said if you be bumping for your fault, you take it patiently. What about if you get rebuked? You take it patiently too, right? Hey, if it don't. Most people ain't got that kind of maturity, though. We need that in the house of the Most High, y'all. We really, truly do. Pastor, we welcome you tonight. We really, truly do, and we hope that you stay in there. Keep doing your due diligence. So now that you done check me out, now guess what? Now it's time for you to check you out. Hallelujah. But we do welcome your part, and I hope to get your number to where I can contact you and we can have a good conversation, Pastor. What part of Maryland are you moving to, Pastor? What part of Maryland are you moving to? All right. Pastor Rings, yeah. But, hey, rebuke ain't never hurt nobody. Hurt your feelings, but it's really big. Because I don't rebuke nobody. I know I rebuke feels. I don't just go around rebuking because I want to rebuke them. No, I don't either. That's the last thing I want to do. But I know it's necessary. Hallelujah. So I've been rebuked. Now I'm in a place where I do a lot of rebuking. Not that I want to either. You'll be in Anarundel. Anarundel. Anarundel County. Okay, Pastor, this is what we want to know. Yeah, email me, contact info and everything. Hey, glad to have you aboard. Glad to have you aboard. We got another pastor, Pastor John's, Pastor John up in Chicago, Illinois. Y'all ready? Y'all going to be able to meet Pastor Leon Johnson from New Orleans, Louisiana, and his sister Betty. Y'all going to enjoy them. Y'all remember Pastor Johnson, don't you? Y'all enjoy them. But anyway, hey, Saints, don't go out there. And I'm going to say, I keep telling you, don't go out there eating off these other tables until you first get rooted and grounded in the Word. Get rooted and grounded in the Word. Then once you know the truth, anything that comes contrary to the truth, it's easy for you to pick up. Don't go out there and spend your life facing lies and answering lies. It's easy for me to, my ear is tuned to truth. So when somebody asks Pastor Dowell a question, and if it doesn't give certain sound, and the truth has a certain sound, it's easy for me to answer it. All I have to do is answer with the truth. You shall know the lie, and the lie shall set you free. Is that what the book says? No, it don't say that. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It shall set you free. And you're right, bro. A lot of people do take it like that. Lie to me all day long. Lie to me all night long. Lie, 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 so I can be alone.
Here's some lyrics, brother Paul.
The Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Know the truth. Know the truth. I'm giving you a perspective here. Know the truth. That's the reason why it's called the straightway truth. So anytime I hear something that's giving an uncertain sound, it doesn't sound like the truth. It's automatically a lie. Is that pretty simple? If God would have told us about a lunar Sabbath, don't you think we would have known by now?
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's the reason why I live out here next to a creek. You wake up in the morning, you're going to probably see some turkeys in the field. We got chicken coop right up here. And cows dropping back there in the back 40. That's why I'm out here. So I can separate myself, so I don't have to have all these distractions, so I can feed y'all sheep. Oh, don't start that farce. She's saying, I like it, Pastor. No. Yeah, I like that. Oh, boy. Look, Brother Ugly. La, 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 la. Know the truth, and it's easy for you to recognize a lie. Y'all going to like the next newsletter. Elder Doug has actually not only did he do it on, he did a big old part on birthdays, but he went into the historical background and reference about birthdays. So if you want to know, hey, we don't celebrate birthdays. Hallelujah. All right. Glory to the King. Anyway, shalom, 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 shalom. I love y'all. I really, truly do. Look forward to seeing y'all. Pass down this entire. Hey, Brother Jesus, you got any closing things you want to say to the saints?
I got nothing.
Putting it all. Sister Karen.
Safe travel. Thanks.
Safe journey. Y'all speed. Sister Mike.
Keep strong and don't eat off other tables.
Yeah. Crumbs.
Crumbs.
Crumbs. Bless you. Shalom. 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 I bless each and every last one of you. Sweet, precious, and strong and victorious and mighty over the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the King. Is coming.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.